Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Today, I'm privileged to have a high school student who is passionate about entrepreneurship from Poland with me, Magdalena Bujskosz. Magdalena, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you. So Magdalena is, as I mentioned, is a high school student. She's an operational leader. She's the founder of the Open Coffee High School Edition. And we can see the logo behind her now. She's a startup enthusiast and supporter. She's from Krakow, Poland. And interestingly, she's a TEDx speaker. So tell me, what would you say are three key milestones? And you know, you're very young, so I don't even know if there are so many milestones that you want to think about, but tell me, what do you think are three milestones so far?
Okay, sure. So looking back, I think that the first key milestone in my life was entering my high school and getting to know all my friends, current friends and people who I met there. I'm from high school that is called Witkowski High School in Krakow. And we are a very top school here in Poland. And I've met so many amazing people that gave me a new perspective on so many things. And they encouraged me to start working on projects. So this is the kind of milestone that changed my perspective. And then I started to work on some project with them. And yeah, that was the first milestone. I think that the second milestone, I would say that was when I were with my friends in the mountains, we thought of, we were talking about life and, you know, we didn't know many about our futures. We were discussing how it is hard for us to decide right now what we want to study in the future on our university degree. And we thought of doing a project for high school students that will help them with solving this problem. So we decided to start a project, and this was my first project that I became a leader of. So I learned many things, and I think that gave me exactly, like, you know, this experience was very powerful for my future endeavors.
Fantastic. So tell me, you know, tell me about, okay, tell me your third one, then I'll ask you about Open Coffee.
Okay, of course. So like the third thing, the third milestone, I would say was going to a Crack Enterprise Mondays event where I met Richard Lucas, who is now my mentor and I'm working for him. He gave me the opportunity to be on an internship with him and to start working on many projects. And that was the first thing that I started being engaged with Open Coffee Curry K first.
Okay.
Which led to now founding the initiative Open Coffee High School Edition. And yeah, so that's my three milestones.
Fantastic. So Magdalena, tell me, what is Open Coffee and what is the High School Edition?
Of course. So Open Coffee are networking meetups. And here we have Open Coffee Curry K, which is a networking meeting for entrepreneurs and students, but it's more focused on business entrepreneurship ecosystem here in Krakow, but meetings are every second Thursday at 8 a.m. So these are the morning meetups where people met together to network with each other. But Open Coffee High School Edition is the initiative that I founded last year in November. So we started working on a project that addresses the same, in the same format, networking format with Open Coffee, when we ask four questions. Who are you? What are you doing? How can we help you and how you can help us? So we are working on this project to provide the opportunity, the skill of networking for students, high school students in Poland and around the world.
Okay.
So we are, for the goal for 2021 is to spread on seven continents. So if anyone watching will be interested to join us, please let me know, because we have leaders from right now six cities in Poland. This is Krakow, Wrocław, Rzeszów, Poznań. Recently joined on tomorrow's event, we had a girl who's, who wants to start a project there. We have also people from Opole and Katowice, Gliwice, and Bytom. So there are plenty of stuff going on here in Poland.
Wonderful. So started, tell me, if you know, you're saying that you would like people to join you from seven continents, how do they join? Do you have a website?
Yes, we have a website that is called opencoffeehighschool.com, and we are recruiting people, local leaders that would like to start working on a project in their areas, in their neighborhoods, because right now our meetings are online, that we want them to be in every city, also locally. But, you know, of COVID, the COVID is the obstacle right now. But in the future, the meetups will be face-to-face for better efficiency with networking.
Very nice. So tell me, Magdalena, you know, you have started this as a venture, the startup. Give me an example of some of the other projects some of your other students, or et cetera, are doing on your platform.
So you mean Open Coffee High School Edition, yes?
Yeah. So, you know, you're mentoring or you're giving this as a platform for many, many other people. So give me an example of some other projects.
Of course. So we are organizing, just to be clear on that space, we are organizing the meeting. So on these meetings, we gather students and everyone answers those questions. So and on the meeting, we have like 20, 25 people. Mm-hmm. And some of the great projects, you know, many of students are engaged in a great Olympiad, a contest. It's not an Olympiad, sorry, in Polish, we say that it's an Olympiad, but it's more like a contest. Mm-hmm. It's called Extended from Theory, Zvolenie Historii po Polsku. And this is like an initiative that I did a project with them. This contest is for high schoolers to get engaged with a project and do a social project. So many of students from also Open Coffee Open Coffee High School Edition calls do a lot of projects connected to this contest. They do, for example, environmental projects. And the girl one yesterday did a great project. She's doing an interviews in English. Mm-hmm. She spread a word about English to get to the people who are not so good at it, and to teach them how to speak well in this language. So there are many great projects. Some people we have that are on the scholarships from United World Colleges, British Alumni Society, or a Latin American school in Switzerland. So we have very active students who are engaged also on some social projects and political even. So very diverse, I would say.
So, you know, when I speak to students in India, a lot of them are very interested to become, entrepreneurs. They want to do startups. What is it like in Poland? Do a lot of people want to start their own, or do they want to work for someone?
Yes, of course. So, from talking from my perspective, I had a big problem to start being engaged with something like this because I didn't know that it was possible at all. Mm-hmm. Because I think that in Poland, I may be wrong because it is starting to change. It is starting to change really fast. There is a big change. We have many initiatives that want to ensure young people that they can be young entrepreneurs and that they can make change in their societies.
Yeah.
But at first, when I wasn't at all connected with this environment, I thought that business and entrepreneurship were, I didn't know even what was a startup. Mm. I didn't know this word at all. So, and it was a year ago. And when I didn't know what a startup is, and I started being very curious about it. But I think that we in Poland, we should develop even more to let the people very early know that they are capable of getting engaged with entrepreneurship. Because as I say, right now we think of it as very mature thing to do, to be, you know, like a so-called business person, to be a businessman or businesswoman. It's not so easy to start. It's easy, but so many people think as it is easy to start getting to be in this kind of environment.
Excellent. So, you know, when you were starting off the Open Coffee High School Edition, what were some of your challenges and what did you learn?
So when we first started Open Coffee High School Edition, it was just one meeting and we did it face to face because the COVID restrictions weren't so strict this time. And we got from some obstacles, more of the organizational side, because I didn't know how to maybe encourage people that networking, because, you know, at school we don't learn so much about networking. They don't teach us it. So it's very important to let students know that networking is a very needed skill in today's society. And getting to let them know about the initiative and introduce, because from my perspective, it's, you know, when you tell your friends, hey, hi, come to our meeting and introduce yourself, because this is what it is really about.
Correct.
It may not be so efficient because we know each other. Mm. But when we start to engage a lot of people from different schools, mm-hmm. then it becomes very, very good and very impactful for every people in the room.
Okay.
So so I think the biggest obstacle that we went through was to encourage people from different communities to join. Mm-hmm. Because at first we had only, like, the majority of people was that were the people from Witkowski High School, from my school, because they were very close to me and they were the first people who came to our meeting. Mm-hmm. But getting to let know many different people. And right now we, on yesterday's event, because we had an event yesterday, our fourth meeting, we did get many people, I didn't know them before, from different cities around Poland. So, you know, we had people from Poznań, from Wrocław, from Rzeszów. It was amazing. It was really amazing. So I see that after a few meetings, after being also present online, having website and getting to good promotion on Facebook, especially, it started to, you know, spread around Poland and around different diverse communities.
Very interesting. And, you know, after your fourth meeting, you said you're meeting a lot of new people. What are the kind of questions they ask you?
Well, I tried not to meeting to be focused on especially every person. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, me. So, and there are not so many, as it is online also, we don't have so much place for a discussion with each other after the meetings, except for breakout rooms. Mm-hmm. But the questions I get to ask, especially after the meetings from the participants, mm-hmm. are how they can be engaged with this project, how they can get involved in setting up maybe their local community, or being a team member of some other cities. So this is amazing that the people want to join us. Okay. And they also ask about how we conduct this, how it started. So I always introduce them my TEDx talk, on TEDx Kazimierz stage that I performed at the end of November last year. Mm. So also this TED talk gets very big impact get those kind of important proof that mm-hmm. we are doing impactful things and spreading okay. important ideas.
And what was your TED talk about, or TEDx talk?
Yes, TEDx talk was about the networking and why is it important for high school students. So it was mainly about also Open Coffee High School Edition idea.
Okay. And since you spoke about networking and why it's important, tell me, why is it important?
It is important because I think it's the key to, you know, business, entrepreneurship, and to every area of your life. Because for me, it's impossible to work in an environment where you cannot build relationships. Mm-hmm. And networking is all about building relationships, to getting to know people, and apparently, talking from this point, I would say that being able to introduce yourself well mm-hmm. is really important thing. And I had a big problem with it at first when I started to going on networking meetings. I sometimes didn't know what to say. I was worried about my English skills. I was worried about my, voice, stress, all the things. But and being able to introduce yourself well, it gives my mentor Richard always says that the first impression that you never can make a next first impression. So it's the only time to make the first impression. So being able to make those introduction and your first impression to other people that you are meeting, and mm-hmm. that I think that the every person has so much impact, can have so much impact on you. Because mm-hmm. everyone, especially when you are looking on the business and entrepreneurial side, when you are mm-hmm. meeting people from this background, mm-hmm. they present many opportunities that you can get involved in. And there we come to a power of asking, which is very connected to networking. And this is a power that I very believe in. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs once had it's an old talk, but it's a talk called Just Ask. It lasts, I think, 1 minute and a half, mm-hmm. but it's very impactful. And he talks about the power of asking. And I think that these two, networking, introductions, and the power of asking connected with each other, can give you endless possibilities in every aspect of your life.
Okay, very interesting. So let me ask you one more question. do a lot of the young people in Poland look for internships?
Yes, they do. But they don't, it is a hard question. And why is that? Is that we recently started giving for students, giving mm-hmm. opportunities like that. For example, my friends also founded the initiative that brings people to internship opportunities. And I'm creating an app for high schoolers with the Taskilens company based in Warsaw that is connected to giving them to, it's more like online career advisor that first to get to know their personality, then it creates possibilities that are available in our country and around the world that they could mm-hmm. be interesting for them based on what they like and what their competences.
Okay.
And we also provide them with internships, but students are looking for them. Students want them, but many of students don't have the courage to go and ask for them.
Okay.
Because not everyone knows for now the power of asking, but we hope that it will change soon.
Okay, very interesting. So I'm going to ask, I've got time for three or four more questions, and these are some questions for you personally. My first question is, you know, for someone as young as you, you keep doing, you know, so many new things and you're challenging yourself. You're speaking at TEDx. You've got, you know, Open Coffee, High School Edition Coffee Place, etc., etc. Who or what inspires you?
Yes. Yeah, so I think what inspires me, I once did a Gallup test and one of my five main characteristics are the futuristic. Mm-hmm. So I'm very looking forward to future, and sometimes it may be a bad thing, but it really inspires me to be able to think about the things that are ahead of me, you know, like to what I will be able to do in the future if I'm doing what am I doing right now. Mm-hmm. And also the people around me very inspires me. First, it was, as I said, coming to back to my milestones in life. I get many inspiration from the people around me in my high school because they are very, you know, very activist, very influential. So they're very influential and activist students. And also the people from a startup environment, my mentor, especially Richard Lucas, he's my biggest inspiration. He's, you know, mentoring me on many aspects. And I'm learning very much with him, with doing projects with him. So I see also inspiration with the environment that I'm working in, the MG Korytę Foundation, which is the biggest foundation in Lesser Poland that supports startup ecosystem here. And we are supporting many startups. We are, and I see a lot of things going on around. When I see those possibilities, it's just something that, you know, inspire me.
Okay. So I have now time for two more questions for you. My next question is that I see a lot of young people getting a tattoo on their arm or on their body. If you were to get a tattoo, what would your message be to the world?
What would my message be to the world? Oh, it's a hard question. I thought of getting a tattoo once, but I always was a bit skeptical because I once thought of doing my initials, you know, like MD maybe, but if I will be doing a message to the world, maybe I will repeat myself once, but just ask, because for me, just ask is the power of everything. And it can be, you know, from the personal point of view, it's not all connected to business and entrepreneurship. Even from the personal point of view, when you are with your friends, power of asking questions, power of asking about feelings and about everything around you is just the most influential thing that I can imagine right
Amazing.
At this moment.
Amazing.
So I would say that the message to the world will be just ask.
That is such a powerful message. Fantastic. And my last question to you, Nu. I was debating what to ask you, but I'm going to ask you related to your Open Coffee. You meet so many people, you learn so many new things. What is the most exciting thing about the work that you are doing?
The most exciting thing is that exactly what you said, meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that inspires me. It is something that is going me, you know, I'm really passionate about what am I doing, and like, for example, yesterday, I had this amazing feeling after the meeting when the people, like five new people messaged me and said, "Hi, Magda, it was amazing. Can we get involved in this project? Because I see that it's very powerful." Hmm. And I know that these teenagers have many also projects on their own, but they still want to be engaged in these ones. So, you know, I feel that the most important thing is that spreading the word about this project, like talking, of course, from your question to the point of Open Coffee, a high school edition, is spreading the word about this project, getting this idea to be also impactful for each other. Mm. And I think also with meeting new people is providing them with meeting new people and with meeting new possibilities. Because I think that in Poland and around the world, what we as teenagers and also I think as adults, we should all aspire to give each other possibilities and to be making impact on each other.
Fantastic. Well, you know, given the fact that you are in one of Europe's best economies, you know, Poland is seen as one of the most high potential economies. I wish you lots and lots of success. Thank you very much, Magdalena, for talking to me.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It was great.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.